Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu wa ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important question. And that question is related to a topic that a lot of people are inquisitive about. I'm speaking, of course, of trials and temptations. By way of trials, we mean like these difficult problems that occur for people in the world and that we are afflicted with, we become afflicted with. For example, in Arabic, we call this fitna. By way of example, to help clarify what we're talking about here, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, "And know that your wealth and your children are a test or a temptation that God, and that God with him is a mighty reward." Meaning, aside from, well, wealth and children are also blessings given to us by God, but they're also a test. They're also a trial for us. Meaning, God gives us these things to see, what we're going to do with them, right? And if we use them properly and so on and so forth, we get a reward for it, you know. For example, in one hadith, the Prophet said, "There are three tempting trials: beautiful hair, a beautiful face, and a beautiful voice." Right? Meaning these are blessings that certain people have been given with. Not everybody's been given, like, for example, physical beauty. But these are, great problems for the people who have them. If they're not, they easily lead to the corruption and the transgression of the person if he's not careful. Sometimes in other religions, they say these are like bad karma, right? We don't want to use that word exactly. That's not right, but... I think our listeners probably get the gist of what we're talking about. The question we want to pose today with respect to this question is, how can we avoid these trials and these temptations? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from some of the hadiths which have been narrated from the infallibles, alayhim as-salam. By way of example, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the following: "Blessed are the sincere, they are the lanterns of guidance, and all dark trials are cleared away from them." Right? So sincerity, being sincere, by sincerity we mean being sincere to God. Sincerity is one of the things that helps keep these difficult trials away from us in this life. The Prophet also said, "There will be come a time when troubles and trials where a person will rise in the morning a believer and turn a disbeliever in the evening, save those whom God Most High revive with knowledge." Right? So knowledge is also one of the things that steer these difficult trials away from us, trials that we don't even have the strength to bear. We can avoid them through knowledge and sincerity. And finally, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Know that those who are wary of their duty to God will find through him a way out of the troubles of trials and a light from darkness." Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at how to avoid trials and tribulations in the light of the ahadith of the infallibles, alayhimus salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.